Febreze is a lie.
No, it's not. I heard a podcast about it. It's like...
it's really doing that thing they show on the commercials where it goes in and fucking combines with the smell and then evaporates with it. No, I don't believe it for a second.
Really, it's really doing that.
For a fucking second. What would a world populated of clones of you be like?
Oh. This reminds me of that other question we did about what if you had secret twins out in the world?
Yeah.
And I have the same visceral reaction, which is one of disgust. Yeah. I don't want that world.
So a world of clones populated by you would be cloned against their will.
Yeah, and it would be like a very socially anxious world. Like, nobody would ever call anybody on the phone.
The telecommunications industry would quickly die out.
Nobody would, there'd be no social gatherings because nobody would reach out first.
Yeah. Everybody's just at home wondering why no one called them.
Yeah, houses, like, homes would be amazing. Like,
yeah.
Stuff to make your antisocial life better would do really well.
What's it called in Utaku?
What's that?
Fuck, I hope I'm not fucking this up for our nerd audience. But it's someone who basically just sits at home. Otaku, I think is the word. It's a Oriental origins word.
Yeah.
For like an anime fan or computer geek that just does that all day long, I think.
Cool.
But okay, so the home entertainment technology sector would be booming.
Yeah. Certain things would fall apart though. Like all the stuff that I don't know how to do. I'm reminded of the book that my grade 5 class read, which was called The Girl Who Owned the City, which was about what if all the adults died and it was just kids left over?
Yeah.
I feel like my A World of Me's would be a lot like that book. Like, like say everybody turned into me right now. Like all the power plants would eventually stop producing power. Like it would go back to like tribes.
Right.
And then
everybody with like a skilled position is no longer effective. So
yeah,
all the like power shuts down, the water shuts down.
After like a week, I don't know how long the world would go on if everybody disappeared. I think there's like a Netflix series about that, but it wouldn't, if it, it'd be almost the same if everyone was just replaced with me.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So basically a half-hearted apocalypse. things are coming to a crashing halt, but like, nobody's like upset about it. You're all just at home, like watching TV.
Yeah. I mean, like we'd probably be driven to action in a really hardcore way once the internet stopped working though.
Right.
And there'd be an internet that's just like local. There'd be a lot of local networks. And then eventually it would become the internet again, but that's
so you think over a couple generations, like your kind would relearn the internet technologies.
Yeah. I mean, there's not even a lot to relearn. Like if everyone's me, like I know enough to get some networks going and then it would just be like, the electricity thing would be harder, but we'd get there. We'd get there eventually, me and my brethren.
your progeny. Your spawn.
They're not spawn.
I guess not.
Yeah. No, we'd figure it out. I'm being too hard on myself. It'd be fine. It'd be what you said though, a slow apocalypse.
What about the
half-hearted apocalypse? Sorry, I really like half-hearted apocalypse as a phrase.
What about all the people that were like in the military that turned into you? Like a bunch of you would just wake up holding guns, and what would those clones do?
I don't know.
Just all throw them down.
Have you
be like, ah, it's not for us anymore?
Well, or like, do you think there'd be
a sect of yous that would have just had the military technology
from
the
get-go
and just taken over?
I'm pretty sure they would be pacifists, and they would all just be like, because I really do think that war is very pointless. Like,
okay,
I feel like that's deep enough within me that even the ones that were in the most hardcore military settings would be like, this is dumb.
Okay. So would it go to like a one world government like overnight?
If everybody's me, do like we all get along?
I don't know. That's the thing.
I feel like we'd get along okay.
I don't think you would. I think...
You think my self-loathing would overpower?
I think there'd be like an isolated group of your clones that would just start like hating other isolated groups for no reason. And then eventually you'd attack each other. It's just the way of the human.
Yeah, I'm picturing like the war-torn version of me. it's so sad. Like, he's not a hardcore mercenary. He's just like squeaking by with whatever he can find.
It'd be so fucked up though, because if you were like, say, like invading people, they all looked exactly like you.
I know, and isn't that how war started in the first place? Like, what do I have to fight them over?
Yeah.
You know?
They're literally you.
Yeah.
You can't.
I guess.
But you'll find something.
I guess all the me's would go mad for lack of a spouse, though, because I'm not attracted to me.
Oh, true. I guess this is now a asexual world.
Some of them would probably flip to the other side, and then that'd be really weird.
Yeah. After, like, I bet it would take, like, a few years, but then, like, there'd be, like, a wave of sex changes.
Not even sex changes. It would just
sweep through the population.
They would just decide to bat for the other team, I think.
Yeah, there'd be both.
Yeah. How about you?
World of Just Me's? That would be pretty sad. Yeah. Again, not a lot getting accomplished. Very, almost nothing. Like a lot of half-started projects, DIY, home stuff. That, like the first 2 days would be great. We'd be like, oh, fucking, no, like we're in charge. We can build anything we want. And then I'd try and build another like floor onto my house, which collapses and that version of me dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be pretty meager entertainment to pick from. Hopefully we get to keep all the like leftover entertainment when other people are still on the earth.
That'd be a weird thing though.
Yeah, I don't think I could watch myself like do all the TV and movies.
Movies would suck so much. Like it'd be like if you today tried to recreate movies with just yourself in them, which I would love for you to do.
Yeah, like that what's that movie with Mos Def and Jack Black? Please Be Kind, Rewind, I think.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. They're like the video store burns down, they have to just make all the movies themselves.
Yeah. I'm picturing you doing Wizard of Oz yourself.
I could see it. I know all the lines already.
Yeah.
I'd even play Toto. there's also no animals. All the animals are me too. But they still act like the animals that they used to be.
Oh God, this is getting so disturbing. I don't like it anymore.
No,
I like it.
You're never supposed to like it.
I like it even less than when it was all me's. Because now there's like dog and
that would truly be horrifying. All animals were you too.
Yeah, it's really freaking me out, man. I don't like, I think we need to stop this question.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Belts, because you're not quite fat enough. Andrew, what do socks say about the man?
So much, I think.
So much, right?
Yeah.
Depths of the soul are revealed through...
The soul?
Oh, shit. See? Sock poetry just flows. Like, it writes itself, man.
Yeah. What do socks say about the man? Okay. Situation. You have the wrong socks for an event.
Horrible. The worst. Disaster.
You have thick woolen socks and you're going to a black tie event.
Worst night of your life. Sweaty feet. You're pulling your pants down so that no one can see your socks.
Yeah, you're trying to hide your socks with your pants.
You're not
in that situation.
Yeah, you're not going to bend your knees at all.
You can't dance. You're
just walking straight legged.
What about the opposite? What's a worse faux pas?
When you've only got business socks, but you remembered you're supposed to play tennis after work with your boss.
That's I'm getting uncomfortable just hearing you.
I know.
Talk about
I'm
it.
Sweating. I'd probably phone in sick. I'd go home sick and never come back to work. to have to wear sneakers and business socks is like death.
Yeah. And you just look so dumb.
Really does say how unprepared you are for your general day to day.
Yeah, it does.
When
tell
you fuck up your sock choice.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do in that situation? Do you what I do is I bunch the sock down to try to make it look like an athletic sock.
Correct.
That's just been bunched.
This is the correct approach.
But it doesn't really work because if they're like the crazy fun socks that have been popular lately, that's clearly not a tennis sock.
No.
People can tell. Don't forget.
If you got a plain black business sock, you can get away with it, but...
Yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about toe socks? On a dude.
Toe socks? What is a toe sock?
Like a glove for your toes. Finger holes.
Shoes. Is there such thing as toe socks?
Yeah.
Like climbing shoes have some of them have toes.
You're talking about toe socks. Toe came socks. First before the five finger Vibrams.
Oh, that teens wear. I associate those with teen girls toe socks.
I would hope that an adult human would not have a need for the toe sock.
Are those a major faux pas for you, no matter what?
I don't think I could look myself in the mirror wearing toe socks, really.
And you can't wear them with the toe shoes because that's a different purpose.
No, that's you're just
you wouldn't
just
even
redundant.
Be able to get them in.
Probably wouldn't even work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Toe socks is. It's teen girls and hippies that.
Yep.
That's just not a. It's not a good look.
Right. I think I remember an episode of Fear Factor where the guy was. He was a hippie type dude, and the challenge was they had to run from a police dog and get tackled by it in one of those suits.
Yeah.
So when the guy was getting changed, he took off his shoes and revealed his toe socks and got roasted.
By Joe Rogan?
It must have been. This was before I knew who Joe Rogan was even.
Yeah. I do have...
If it was even Fear Factor that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I do have a different type of toe sock that I'm a fan of.
What's that?
So they're made for ladies to paint their toenails.
Yeah.
Or right. I guess men as well. But your toes are free. There's no toe. It's a no toe sock, and
The fingerless glove of the sock world.
Yeah, but there's fabric between your toes so that it spreads them out and lets them dry and not touch each other.
Yeah.
And I just find it very comfortable, so I wear them sometimes around the house.
Do you
having my toes flossed?
Yeah, or stretched. Does it stretch them?
Yeah, a little.
Do you ever do toe stretches?
Absentmindedly, sometimes. Yeah. Not on purpose. I don't have a toe stretch
routine.
Routine, yeah.
You don't work out your toes.
Why are you so judgy about it?
Well, they're really important for balance, bro.
Yeah. You don't work out your toes, though.
Not anymore, no.
Ever since the injury.
It's a young man's game. yeah.
What other things do socks say about the man? What were you thinking of when you posed this question? This is one that you authored, right?
It is. And, well, I don't usually like to talk about the origin of my questions, but as the podcast audience knows, I like to tie many questions to a childhood trauma event. And this particular one comes from a time in, I think it was third grade, when one of my classmates' older sisters, who was well-respected in the elementary school community because of her early breast development.
That's not where I thought you were going with
that. She was 3 years, 3 grades older than us.
Cool.
And, you know, very popular, obviously. And one day I had worn some fresh, some Hanes tube socks, athletic tube socks, as was my default and only sock choice at the time and for many years. I'd worn them to school and I'd hiked them up to the max.
You look like a schoolgirl.
Just as high as those old elastic tubes would go. And she called me out on the swing set.
On the swing set?
She's like, "What's up with those socks? Why are they so high?" I didn't have an answer. I rolled them down. I
slunk away.
Slunk. Yeah. Like I probably cried, honestly. Like, yeah, that was social devastation coming from her.
Yeah.
But, every time I, put on an athletic sock now, I think about that moment and make sure it's not too high.
Do you bunch them on purpose?
I do. Yeah.
I bunch them.
Sometimes I'll pull them up fully, like if I'm wearing long pants.
Just to feel what it feels like.
Yeah, I like the feeling, but don't want anybody to know. But if I think there's a chance they'll be seen, like I roll them down to like a relaxed, to like a casual height.
Yeah.
You got to have the casual height to your sock. You don't want it to slump fully down. That just, you just look like a lowlife. Like your
sometimes
socks are too old.
I bunch them up all as much as possible for fashion.
Yeah, like
I think it's a fashion thing either way. Sometimes you pull them up for fashion. Sometimes you bunch them for fashion.
Yeah, fancier socks are the pull up type.
Yeah,
but sometimes you go to the gym and you just put your socks on and they're like fully pulled up, and then you walk out and you feel like only your knees are cold, but your shins are too warm.
I thought you were going to say you walk out and people just start laughing and pointing. And I feel like you have a touchy subject.
Yeah, I veered right at the last part of that story to hide my own shame.
Yeah. Sometimes you cry about it. Sometimes you just feel sad because your socks aren't cool enough, you know?
I was like, you family can't like afford like Fruit of the Loom, okay? And you have to get like the Walmart no name socks. And like people notice. Kids notice, okay.
That impression went from sad little boy to sad elderly woman throughout the course of the impression.